As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
And now, Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
Why, great googly moogly, looks like it's coolest conversations time, the podcast edition, presented by Hard Rock. Remember to follow and subscribe, rate and review. This is the Mighty Manfred, and my chat today is with Dangerous Dave Fellman, frontman, lead singer in New York City's Wildlife. He, along with their guitar player Sam Allen, wrote our holiday coolest song of the week, Another New York Christmas. So let's hear some of that now, and then Dave will join us to talk about it, and he'll also share his Christmas wish list with us, all as part of your coolest conversations in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
With cigarettes and black snow. It's been quite a while since you and I last spoke. And you won't call on the phone, but your apartment's not a childhood home. Another New York Christmas by myself.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and today I am yammering with my pal, Dangerous Dave Fellman, lead singer and frontman for New York City band Wildlife. How are you, Dave?
I am well, Manfred. How are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. Ready for the season and all that it brings. Now, you are a rock and roll bad boy, Dave. Did you ever get a lump of coal in your stocking or a switch growing up?
No, it was straightened up between the months of, you know, late October to just the end of December, just to bring it on home to get Matchbox cars or Star Wars toys when I was little, to skateboard decks when I was a teenager, and still, actually, for that matter.
Well, what were Christmases like growing up in the Fellman household?
That was cool. So my dad's Jewish. My mom's technically Jewish as well, but was raised Catholic, so she always celebrated Christmas. And my family, we would do like the first night of Hanukkah whenever that came around, more just like as like a fun thing to do versus like any sort of like put any religious aspect on it at all. Mm-hmm. And then Christmas, my mom, she had a box of Christmas cassette tapes that were kept in an old wooden nectarine crate up in the attic, like two boxes full of them. And we would always get really psyched because she would put them in the car and would just cycle through all this Christmas music. And eventually we would go to the mall or the lot and get a Christmas tree. Eventually that turned into a whole other thing where we would drive out to like an hour north and we'd cut it down at a Christmas tree farm. We've been doing that for like 10, 12 years now. But we really like Christmas. It's not no religious aspect, but it's just like a very nice family thing for us. And it was pretty much, it was like the only nice family thing we would really do.
Did you ever take your photo at a shopping center or a mall with Santa?
Every year we would do that. Me and my brother was like into our, you know, teens, and that's like kind of a tradition that I've actually like kept going with my girlfriend. Done it every year for the past like what, 7-8 years now. But yeah, we love that stuff like that. It's just like kind of silly. It's kind of cute. It's fun.
Well, let me ask you, how old were you when you realized that Santa was real?
I've known, I don't know, my whole life.
You and the guys in the band and Wildlife, you guys ever do like a Secret Santa thing?
No, usually like usually the practice closest to Christmas or whatever. I think last year we wrapped up Tall Boys of Coors Light or something in wrapping paper and just and gave it to each other. I think Sam might have done that, and like I've gotten the guys like socks before and stuff like that, but the real present is just being in each other's presence.
Oh, well said, Dave. That was well said. But I wanted to add that socks is a pretty great gift, you know, as I go on through life, especially touring band, you know, socks is something you need, man.
I love socks. I love giving them. I love getting them. And there's like a tattoo shop that I got friends with out in Brooklyn, Smith Street, and every year for like 6 years straight, I was getting these guys each a pair of socks every single year. So that's my calling card. I love socks.
Well, Dave, I got to tell you right now, on my feet, socks. Got socks on my feet right now when I'm talking to you.
Which socks do you have on?
Nothing fancy like that. But it sounds like you get some pretty cool tricked out socks when you're handing them out, right?
Yeah, right now I'm wearing Playboy Bunny socks. And that was actually part of the series that I did get. I got like 15 pairs of Playboy socks and I gave a bunch out to that same shop that I just mentioned.
Right.
A couple other guys. And I kept a couple pairs for myself. But yeah, I love socks. I love it. And it's so weird how that became that was like known as like a schlocky or bad gift, you know? And I was always just like, I would always hear that and be like, socks are the best gift. I don't get it. You always need them.
Our coolest song in the world this week is your Christmas tune, Another New York Christmas, Piss the Season. It's out on Wicked Cool Records. And that A-side you wrote with guitar player Sam Allen. When did you guys come up with the tune?
Oh, man, that was actually, like, I think it was probably, like, 5-6 years ago. I think Sam just had the melody.
Yeah.
Truth be told, we probably wrote the B-side first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rumpelman's Peppermint Schnapps. We wrote that one first, about 5-6 years ago. We always wanted to make a Christmas song, and we always thought it was the best Christmas songs were the sad ones.
Yeah.
You know? So, and luckily both A and the B sides are kind of minor, you know, slightly sad songs. But we wrote them 5-6 years ago, recorded it in his dorm room at Purchase or at his bathroom, singing vocals in a bathtub in Mount Vernon when he briefly lived there. It was, you know, it was only a Bandcamp release. And then finally we were able to go and record it properly. Jeff Sunoff over at, Renegade Nation Studios and psyched on it.
Now, how much have you worked with Jeff?
We've worked with Jeff now a handful of times. He did the remastering or the remixing of Out on the Block, which was our last LP. He did the 2 7-inches. Come On, Christine and Neon Nightmare, which came out this fall, and then he did this Christmas record, and we've been working on the upcoming record. It'll be out in April. He did that whole thing as well. He's awesome. We love Jeff.
You mentioned the songs kind of having a sad bent to them. So on Another New York Christmas, were you channeling the ghost of Christmas past, present, or future on there?
Ooh, a good question. I don't know. I think I was just like column A, B, and C. I don't know. It's really just about like maybe my own personal tumultuous relationships in the past or just anybody who's separated from somebody they want to be with.
I wanted to ask you how fun it was getting to put Jingle Bells on a recording.
Oh, that's great. I love glockenspiels and bells and you know, tambourines makes it like a Christmas song. If your song has glockenspiels and bells on it, it's a Christmas song. Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen, that's a Christmas song. That's got glockenspiels all over. I don't know if that's a Christmas song.
You know what? That's a great idea. You know, whenever should I ever meet the man, I'm going to tell him that that's one of my favorite Christmas songs and see if he picks up on why I'm telling it to him.
He'll know.
So you guys are rocking Union Pool tonight in Brooklyn there in New York. Do you know who all you're playing with?
Oh, man. We got Jacques Lecoq from Connecticut is on the bill. What do we got? Oh, Piggy.
Is Todophonic Todd spinning records with you guys?
Todophonic Todd is on. Matt Clark, both FMU legends. And yeah.
The A-team. You got the A-team working for you tonight there at Union Pool.
That's right.
Do you know what time you guys will play or start?
The duel, I think it starts at 8. It's quick sets, which is kind of almost preferable.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a quick little holiday thing. I think everybody's either doing one holiday cover or probably original in our case, but and it's going to be like 6 songs each band, so it's quick turnovers, and then I think we're going to go to Clem's afterwards, after party of Clem's, and who knows, I might bring a couple records and spin some records myself.
I would love to see you working the Wheels of Steel. I would love to see that.
I do it often. I mean, I got one set every month guaranteed, and if not more. But Todd asked if I could bring some records by, and I think I might just do it.
Well, I know you guys were out on the road last week doing shows in the Midwest, right?
Oh yeah.
Where all did you play?
It was great, man. We flew into Indianapolis and played this place called Black Circle Brewery, which was fun, in a little spot with like pinball machines all over the place. And then we went to Milwaukee. We played Cactus Club, which the last time we spoke, you were saying we got to play Cactus Club. I know you're talking to Spencer about it.
Yeah.
Well, finally played. Great.
That's very cool.
And then we wrapped it up in Chicago on a Saturday night at Liars Club with our buddies. We were out on the road with our buddies, Criminal Kids. They're a great band.
Excellent. Hey, you got any plans for New Year's Eve yet?
Oh, man. You know, I think, sadly, I got swindled into work, picking up a shift. I'll be bartending for a little bit, but then I'm going to get the hell out of there because I don't want to be bartending in Manhattan for too long on New Year's Eve. But my shift got canceled New Year's Day, I'm probably going to have to couple drinks and a couple G&Ts for myself. I'll save you one.
Please do. Please do. New single is out on white vinyl. It's got red and green kind of swirls or splatter on it. We mentioned already the B-side Peppermint Schnapps, and I'm going to play that in a moment. You said that you had actually written that song before Another New York Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first of the two. Memory serves me right, and I think Sam would back me up on that. That was the first of the two Christmas tracks. Yeah.
Who's singing backing vocals on that?
Oh, that is our lovely, beautiful friend Sasha Sivic. She is an unknown treasure in the world of rock and roll. She's actually, I've known her for a really long time. She's a great friend of mine. And we actually met because she was cutting my hair. Nowadays, I've recently shaved my head, so I don't have too much hair to work with or as much. But she was my hairstylist in Jersey City for a really, really long time and just became a very, very dear friend of mine. And I know she was working on some, like, you know, independent music stuff, just like out of her bedroom stuff. And I was like, man, you know, I think you should sing on this track. And she knocked it out of the park. She sings like an angel and she looks like one too. So it's perfect.
Yeah. I think she sounds great on there. One last thing I was wondering, the cover art on this single, did Spencer do this? Your bass player? Is he responsible?
Oh yeah. Oh, he's responsible. All right. Santa taking a leak off of a New York City apartment complex. You'll have to ask him about that one. You want me to get him in here for a sec?
No, that's all right. But I do like the idea of Santa raining down the Christmas spirit on the people. You know, the stories below. That's a wonderful image there.
Yeah,
Dave, thanks again for talking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate talking to you.
So let me wish you and the guys all a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and may Santa linger along at your pad when he's making his rounds.
Thank you so much, man. You have a wonderful holiday season. Everybody out there listening, thank you so much.
Well, here's a serving of Peppermint Schnapps from Wildlife and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Cold up and out, even should I be alone? Turn around, but why?
Wildlife in the Underground Garage, serving up some peppermint schnapps as the B-side to their latest single, the Holiday 45, Another New York Christmas, available from Wicked Cool Records. Thanks again to their frontman, Dangerous Dave Feldman, for joining me today on our Coolest Conversations. And thanks also to Olivia Callahan for producing our podcast. Join me next week when I speak with Jenny V, who with our very own Slim Jim Phantom is responsible for the holiday single, Have a Rockabilly Christmas. She also plays with Jim and the Slim Jim Rockabilly Trio and is a touring member in the Eagles of Death Metal, as well as pursuing a solo career, all of which we'll touch on next week when we chat on your Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com. Don't let it slide, baby, diamond ring.